Let's go ahead and get started. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission Swimming Pool Technical Advisory Committee meeting of January 25th, 2023. The first order of business is we remind each other of our, there's a lot of background noise coming. One of the things is please be aware of background noise that gets amplified. Keep your device on mute, but do not put your phone on hold. There seems to be some, somebody's system is creating a reverberation. Please wait to speak until invited to speak. I'll stack names. We'll take public comment at appropriate times. And please state your name each time you speak, and committee members, especially when making and seconding motions. Okay, let's go ahead and determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Batts?
I'm here.
Jim, for some reason I think it's your phone that's actually creating the interference. Maybe you could mute yourself. Let's see if that does it.
Yeah, but I'm not on my cell. I'm on my desktop in my office, and I'm muting it every time I'm not talking. Let me try calling back in.
Yes.
You show up twice.
Commissioner Batt, yeah, you're showing up twice. I'm going to disconnect the other one.
It's what's creating the, it's between the two devices, or else somehow you're on twice. I'm not sure how.
About now, is it better?
Still causing some.
All right.
Yeah, that makes the difference. Okay. Well, not sure about that anyway. Jordan Clarkson.
I'm here.
Michael Garcia.
Here.
Very good. Jim LaPetri.
Here.
John O'Connor. All right. Gerald Robinson.
Here.
Bob Vincent.
Good morning.
Good morning. And John Wheeler.
Here.
All right. Well, we have seven of eight members, so we do have a quorum. Identifying DBPR staff that are participating: Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, Chip Sellers, and Justin Vogel. And I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. So the first order of business is to approve the agenda. Jim, did you want to do that, or do you want me to do it? I'll leave it to you to decide. I think Jim's muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do it, Jeff, since my phone is acting up, obviously.
Okay. All right, great. All right, well, today's agenda is to approve the agenda in the minutes, and then to provide recommendations to the commission regarding proposed code changes to the 7th edition, which is the 2020 building code, as proposed by staff pursuant to section 55373, paren 8, Florida statute, necessary for consistency with proposed changes to the Department of Health's Rule 64E 9.004, and then take any public comment. Unless there's any questions or comments, is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted by name?
Make a motion to approve.
All right. Whaler makes the motion. Is there a second?
Second, Bob.
Second from Bob Vincent. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay. The meeting minutes were from the October 13, 2022 meeting that were posted electronically. Unless anybody has any corrections or revisions, I would ask for a motion, please, to accept those minutes as they were posted by name. So I'll make a motion. I forget, some of you are muted, but
if Horacio, make a motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Waller, second.
All right, second. A motion and a second from Garcia and Waller, respectively. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, well then let's jump into today's business. I'll just give a brief overview and then turn it over to staff to go further. But in essence, the Department of Health, as you know, has a proposed rule to regarding swim-up bar requirements, and staff drafted a proposed code language consistent with the Department of Health rule language for adoption into the 7th edition 2020. So that's adoption into this current edition of the code, which is in effect until the end of this year. Today, what you're being asked to do is provide the commission with your recommendations as a swimming pool tax regarding the language for inclusion in the 7th edition code, which they'll take up February 7th during the commission meeting. And just to kind of give you a little background further, subsequent to this, after the commission makes their decision on the language for the 7th edition, you'll meet again later in February, sometime after the commission meets, to provide the commission with your recommendation regarding the language for the 8th edition, which is the code update process that we're in the process of concluding. And then the commission will take that up at the March 14th rule development workshop, which would in essence sort of wrap up the development of the 2023 code update process. So that's kind of the big picture. So today it's for about the 7th edition, the current edition that's in effect for this year. Okay, and I'll have when we're done with our discussion, I have a motion prepared that I can read for you to consider regarding your how to frame the recommendation to the commission. All right, so Mo, are you starting off with this one? Go ahead.
Yes. Jim, can I share the screen, please, very quickly? All right, thank you, Jim. Do you see my screen, guys?
We do.
Yes.
All right, this is Mo Madani, and what really I've just said really with regard to the staff proposed code language, this language is crafted to go into the current code, the 2020 FBC, and also to be incorporated into the 8th edition, which is the 2023 FBC. The source of the provisions that really in staff recommendation or staff proposed language came strictly from two sources. One is Department of Health proposed rule 64E-9.004, and the code change that was approved by the commission last December, which is swimming pool mod 10382, as amended by alternate language A1. So what we did, first of all, as you see, we have provided a definition for a swim bar, which is this definition mainly came from both sources that I just mentioned. They both have the same definition, so there was not, it was easy to just added to the code, and that will go under section 454.1 of the code. Then we looked at section mainly 454.1.2.3.5, which deals with rule and regulation signage, and that section does prohibit or does not allow food, etc. So we mainly added an exception to allow for food and beverage as served for the swim-up bar provisions as allowed by Department of Health Rule 64E-9.004. Also, we have discovered there is an exception for item number 2 that's in Department of Health. It has to do with service animals. So to be consistent, we have added the exception here. With regard to, section 454.1.3.7, which says, like, food or drink service facilities shall not be located within 12 feet of the water edge. We also added the exception here to mainly address this Wim Hof bar provisions and allowance for food and beverages. We, in from the Department of Health, we added certain criteria here under section 454.1.9.9, and those criteria for design and construction, mainly some, you know, they're mixed. They came from the two sources that I just mentioned, the rule and the code mod as approved by the commission. One thing we, from the Department of Health, section 454.1.9.1, it does say swim up bars are only permitted at transient public lodging establishments, etc. So we, that's really consistent with the rule, of the proposed rule for the Department of Health. In terms of section 454.1.9.2, it addressed the construction criteria and all that, and the disinfection specification. Those really mixed. Some of it came from the from the mod 10382, and the disinfection requirement came from the Department of Health rule. The circulation system criteria, again, they're mixed. They came from both sources. The signage requirement under section 454.1.9.4, that came from the Department of Health rule. Section 454.9.9.5, that's really deck requirements and all that. That came in from the code mod 10382. 454.1.9.9.7, the criteria for connecting swimming bar with other pools, that came from the proposed code change as approved by the commission, and also 454.1.9.9.8 also came in from mod 10382. As you see, there's nothing staff really incorporated here that is not in both documents that we talked about. Any question about the proposed code change?
So let's take, first we'll do clarifying questions, then we'll take public comment, and then the TAC can discuss it and make a motion for a recommendation to the commission. So TAC members, are there any clarifying questions on what Mo just presented vis-a-vis the language? Okay.
Bob Benson, I wondered if there's some minor errors in it. Those could be corrected. Some spelling in 0.992, but then there's another one in another issue in 997 and 998. But I wonder if those can be looked at with this meeting.
If this is really a spelling error, if you want to send those to me, and I'll be glad to address them with the under through the chair, and this should be no problem.
So a spelling is editorial, but there's a few people that need to mute their phones. Please do so. There's a lot of background, especially, I think, Michael, you're one of them. There's a lot of background noise. You might be in a car or something, but please mute your phones, but don't put them on them. Thank you. That makes a big difference. Okay. Bob, are any of the other ones you mentioned not just spelling errors, but something that you know, more substantive?
Yes, they would be substantive.
I think, let's go ahead and discuss those then. The spelling thing, I think, is fine. Send them out. He'll take care of it. If it's substantive, we should go ahead and decide on it and make the change at this point if we can.
Okay. Should I go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. So 997, you can see it says a swim-up bar may be physically combined or connected with another pool, and it must be permitted over the entire body under the requirements of 992. So 992 is just the depth, the chlorinator capacity, and the safety plan. It really should actually meet the requirements of also not just 992, but it should meet the requirements of 993, 994, 5, 6, and 8. Now there's 11 things that are required in those five sections that this reference to 992 would not include for these combined or connected pool types. I think that's an oversight. I think that should just be, and I know that was approved by the TAC and the commission, but I think if you just limited it to 997 referencing 454.1.9.9, that would cover everything.
So what you're suggesting is either add the additional reference citations. Who's controlling the document? Mo, are you scrolling?
Me, yeah.
Okay. Or what Bob's suggesting is if you just made it, we're not there. Just make it 4.9.9, I guess. I can't see it right now, but is that correct, Bob? You can make it simple and make it a larger reference, because that would include all the components of that, or to individually cite them, is what you're saying, correct?
Correct, yeah. That would duplicate the 997, but I don't think that's an issue. Rather than listing each of the other sections individually, that's the easy way to do it. Yes, Jeff?
Okay. All right. Basically what you're saying is that these are just the requirements. You want to make sure that they're properly referenced in the document. So, Mo, do you have any thoughts or issues on that?
No, it's fine. I would be glad to. We'll change, if it's okay with the committee, we'll change it to 454.1.9.9.
Right. Committee members, does anybody have any issues with that? So it's just basically making sure that it's referenced in the right set of sections, not just limiting it to one that's only one of several that apply. Is everybody okay with that? Okay. The rule is in silence is affirmation, but I prefer to actually hear that you're okay with that. Okay, then.
It's okay with me, Jeff.
Great, thanks, Mike. Okay, then Bob, do you have another one as well?
On the last one, 0.9.9.8, it offers overhangs of no more than 1.5 inches. Now, overhangs right now in pools are allowed on the coping and pool coping shall not overhang the pool for more than 1.5 inches. Here, though, we're going to have a dozen or so bar stools and then a half a dozen or so tables in these pools. And the department is in favor of not having an overhang on these, so we would have columns rather than a mushroom-shaped stool or table. The columns would not have overhangs. I don't know how everybody feels about that, but just to prevent minor injuries and growth of algae on unsmooth areas of those overhangs, it would be better without overhangs.
Okay, so the first two were just really editorial in nature, so they weren't, no discussion or controversy really needed on them per se. This one is more substantive in nature. So what you're proposing is you would like to see the allowance of an overhang removed from this section. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I'd like to do before the TAC discusses that is go ahead and take public comment. We'll take whoever wants to speak. We'll each have up to 3 minutes, which I'll time, and then we'll come back to the TAC, having the benefit of heard from the public on the proposal writ large, as well as just one provision for a change to it. I think the other two changes are the spelling error and just making sure the right sections are referenced. If you want to comment on it, you're welcome to, but it's probably not anything that is concerned anybody. So then we'll come back to the TAC. We'll discuss your point, Bob, make a decision on that, and see if there's any other points in the document, and then we'll make a decision on the overall document, either as it's drafted or as amended if there's a change made to 1.4, 1.9.9.8 vis-a-vis the overhang. So we'll do that. One second here, sorry. Okay, so let's, if you want to speak from the public, I'm going to stack a list of names. So just give me your name first, and then I'll call you on each person in turn. You can have 3 minutes, and then we'll come back to the TAC, then the public comments done. We'll come back to the TAC, and we'll discuss it and make the decision on the potential change and then on the overall document, either as is or as changed. Okay, who from the public would like to speak? Please state just your name at this point.
Michael Weinbaum.
Okay, Michael. Is there anybody else who wants to speak from the public? All right, then. Michael, you have your three-minute time. Just state your name and representation as you know the process, and I'll start you off. Go ahead.
Michael Weinbaum, Martin Aquatic Design and Engineering. We started this process and proposed the original language, which you now see before you with the modifications that have gone through the process. The 1.5 inches is intended to allow a table, for instance, that's placed in this area to have the same kind of requirements, perhaps the same surface finishes that the adjacent bar and the adjacent coping would have, to allow designers to simplify their design and use the same finishes everywhere. I don't think the 1.5 was really to limit the ability of people to perhaps climb under it or, you know, bump their heads after they were under it, because we just didn't want a table or a chair, you know, with open legs underneath it. But the idea of no overhang at all, that would be a little, we don't think that is reasonable, because again, like Bob mentioned, the coping is allowed to overhang by about that amount. So we just want to be able to preserve the look and feel throughout the pool.
Okay. Otherwise, you're good with the proposal, it sounds like?
Ask me that later.
Well, no, this is... Okay. All right. And is there anybody else in the public who wishes to comment? All right. Then let's come back to the TAC. So let's first discuss... I think we're all fine with the spelling correction, which Bob will get to Mo, and then making the correct reference sightings. So the last piece is the 4.54, 1.9.9.8 on the 1-inch overhang on the edge. So that's Bob proposed that would be to change that. So let's have who wants to discuss that, TAC members. Anybody want to talk about it? Most of you are muted, so if you're trying to speak, I can't. I see Gerald's lit up now. Gerald, did you want to speak?
Yes, I think, and Bob, is our concern on this more about the fact that we have a underside corner that's a 90-degree corner where this coping comes around and would, from the edge to the intersect the base, be an area that we could see a lot of growth and be hard to clean?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the issues. Yes.
And then, the one thing I'm thinking, Bob, and we didn't talk about this outside the meeting, but I was wondering if they have a non-slip tile there that has a thickness of approximately an eighth an inch to a quarter inch, the thickness of a tile. If that tile would end as it comes down the front edge of the coping, if we want to allow some allowance for them to go from a non-slip tile there to a concrete finish on the pedestal of the stool or table edge.
Well, since their stools and tables probably don't need non-slip on them because they are not going to be walked upon, then I don't think you need that, but it is a growth area for fungus and algae, and that's an issue. But my greatest concern is still always an injury with that 1.5-inch overhang. And again, like I said, with the pool coping, you've got that on straight line walls or curved walls. These are going to be difficult to build with a 1.5 exact overhang for contractors, because you've got every stool is going to be either round or square. I envision these as pillars or columns. There won't be legs on any of these. They're going to be strictly columns or pillars, if you will, and could be square, could be round, but the overhang does present a safety hazard as well.
All right, TAC members, other members who wish to discuss?
Jeff, this is John Waller. I've got a question for Bob. So in terms of the tables, if there were tables in the pool, the 6.5 overhang, I'm assuming, is pretty well restricted to the columns, as you say, or piers, whatever they're sitting on. So when we've done these on pools that are not DOH regulated, we typically have got a pedestal in the middle of a table where the table is overhanging the pedestal underneath by whatever structurally we need for that cantilever. So would there be a restriction on tables having a maximum of 1.5-inch overhang as well? Or let's, for example, say, can we have a 24-inch table with a 12-inch pier?
John, the way it's written now, this would apply to any obstruction put in the water, so it'd be stools and tables.
Okay.
And, so you wouldn't be able to build anything with a more than 1.5-inch overhang around the full circumference of the table or stool.
And thanks, Bob.
Yeah,
totally get it now.
All right, TAC members, other discussion on whether to change the current language with the 1.5-inch overhang?
If I may speak, Jeff?
Well, actually, I need to ask TAC members if someone wants to Jim Batts, are you there?
I'm here, Jeff, if you can hear me. Yes, I'd like to hear what Michael has to say about this.
Good. I mean, fine. Thank you. Go ahead, Michael.
So in response, someone mentioned the word protruding, I think, or sharp corner. There is nothing in this language right now about potentially the corners of a table, perhaps a square table or, you know, a table with a 90-degree edge. If that was one of the concerns, we could add a clause. We could borrow the statement from 4541.2.2.2 to talk about the corner intersections shall be rounded with a minimum radius of 2 inches, and chamfering is allowed. If you look at that sentence, and that sentence ends with shall not overhang in the pool more than 1.5 inches. So I guess I'm suggesting we don't already have that. Talk about, our sentence does not have that clause in it, does it? Our sentence is just the edges of such obstructions shall not overhang in the water by more than 1.5 inches. But we could borrow some of the words that come before that in 4541.2.2.2, starting with corners shall be a minimum 90-degree angle. The intersections of wall of obstructions, which of the intersections of these obstructions of the edges of these obstructions shall be rounded with a minimum radius of 2 inches. The radius shall be continued through the. I mean, this would have to be a massage because it's obviously talking about gutters and coping, but I just wanted to put that out there if we think that would make the code better.
Okay, thanks. All right. So, Bob, I think you heard that we don't have that reference in front of us. I think it was 451.2.2, but it has some language vis-a-vis corner intersections and rounding and radius, et cetera, that could be worked into that to accomplish the necessary flexibility, but also ensure that it's not a dangerous situation. Does that seem like that would work from your perspective, Bob?
So, yeah, the rounding is an excellent idea. The radius rounding is an excellent idea. The concern I have is where the underside of the stool or the underside of the table attaches to the vertical column, that is a bit of a hazard for anyone that is going to swim through this swim-up bar area, and therefore it's an injury hazard. And if it's not a nice, smooth transition from the pillar that holds the top, it will grow fungus and be not good for the pool water quality. So yes, the first part is a good idea.
All right, TAC members, discussion, questions? Got this tornado warning going here, folks. All I can do is stop it. Other TAC members have any comments on that?
Jeff, can we make a motion at this point?
All right. Well, hopefully we won't get hit by it.
Jeff, can a motion be made at this point?
We need to kind of come up with a decision. There's the current language. There's the proposal that Michael introduced in terms of borrowing language from 451.2.2 on the corner intersections and radius round corners, et cetera. There's anything else that other folks would want to put in there as a potential amendment to this. So we need to discuss and come to a conclusion. So who has any thoughts they'd like to offer?
Jeff, this is Gerald. Can a motion be made at this point?
I'm not hearing anybody. Are people hearing me?
Yes.
Yes,
we agree.
I think I temporarily lost the internet.
All right, we see you, Jeff.
All right, now I had to change something. Whatever just happened with that form thing did something. I can't tell what. Okay, well, what I was saying is, maybe you heard me, but I just didn't hear any response. So we need to discuss this point and see if we can make it on the revision.
So, Jeff, can a motion be made at this point?
You can.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion. And Mo, can you bring that that 0.9 back up again, please?
Oh, a second. Let me see what happened here. I think actually they were able to do it. Let's see. Here it is.
Thank you. So, looking, the motion is to change the language of 454.1.9.9.8. Starting, remove the last sentence and replace it with the following, which is borrowed from 454.1.2.2, which says, the corner intersections which protrude or angle into the pool water area shall be rounded with a minimum radius of 2 inches. This radius shall continue through, I'm sorry, scratch that part. Coping shall not, or the overhang shall not, so I should write this down, so that would be let me restate it. So,
yes.
take out the last line of 9.8, right. So it would then read, after slip resistance, the corner intersections which protrude or angle into pool water shall be routed with a minimum of 2 inches. And leave it there. That's it.
All right, so read just that one more time. The corner intersections which protrude or enter into the pool shall.
The corner intersections which protrude or enter in, which protrude or angle into the pool water area shall be routed with a minimum of 2 inches, 51 millimeters.
Okay. That's the motion. Is there a second? Anybody want to make a second on that?
Question for Gerald. Gerald, are you proposing to eliminate the language for the 1.5 inches overhang in that sentence and just replace it with the, you know, protruding quarters having a 2-inch radius?
John, I was thinking about that. We might need to add it back in there that the edges of such obstruction shall not overhang into the water.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Well, let me see if I can, make sure I got this correctly, and I don't have it exactly right, but what you're proposing is to strike the last sentence, replace it with, and correct me where I'm wrong, because I will be, the corner intersections which protrude or angle into pool water, into the pool water, shall be rounded with a minimum of a 2-inch radius, and I think you said 51 millimeters or something. Is that correct? Is there a word or two missing there?
That's generally correct. And then add the statement that the edges of such obstructions shall not overhang into the water. Period.
All right. So I read the corner intersections which protrude or angle into pool water shall be rounded with a minimum of a 2-inch radius. Edges of such obstructions shall not overhang into the water. That's your proposed motion to replace the last sentence of 454.1.9.9.8. Okay, is there a second on the motion? And if you're muted, be aware of it.
I'll second, Bob.
Bob is seconded. Discussion from the TAC. All right, well, then I'm going to go ahead and call the vote if folks don't want to discuss it. Please unmute yourselves, TAC members. All right. All TAC members in favor of this amendment on 454.1.9.9.8, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Are there any opposed?
No.
Who is Jordan?
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like the vote is 6-1 in favor, so it passes. So 6-1, okay. All right, so now going back to the overall proposal as it's been amended, which was with whatever the spelling error Bob had, the correction to the references of the citation on 454.1.9, and then this revision to the last section, 454.1.9.9.8, which is to strike in the last sentence and replace it with the language that you just approved on a 6-1 vote. Is there any further discussion on the overall language as it's been amended? All right, then I'd ask for a motion to approve the language as amended, and that the swimming pool TAC would recommend that the commission adopt the proposed code of language as amended and approved by the swimming pool TAC, and amend the Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020 in order to reflect the changes to the Department of Health Rule 64E9.004, operational requirements for swim up bars. Is there such a motion?
So moved, Jeff. Jim Batts.
Commissioner Batts has made the motion. Is there a second?
Waller, second.
All right. Waller's making the second. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hey, Jeff, this is Bob.
One second, Mel. Are there any opposed? All right, then we'll say that one's unanimous. Go ahead, Mo.
Yes, I just want to let you know that I was told by Bob Vinson that the rule has not been filed with the borough state, and there is a hearing on proposed changes for the rule, for the borough health rule, I believe on the 2nd, February 2nd. So if there is any changes from that hearing that would impact this proposal, then probably we have to come back to you guys to look at. So at this point, we just have to leave it. Thanks.
Okay. All right, so the TAC has a recommendation to the commission for the language for the 7th edition as you amended it. If there's any other business, is there any additional comment from the public or the TAC? Okay, well then, or staff?
No, I'm fine.
I'll turn it to you, Commissioner Batts, to adjourn us.
I'll do my best, Jeff, if you can hear me. With no further business before the TAC, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Be careful up there. Yeah.